The Intercept's report is based on 900 pages of unreleased documents obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. The progressive left outlet found the U.S. government provided the EcoHealth Alliance with a total of $3.1 million, including $599,000 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. Under oath, Fauci has repeatedly stated that the National Institutes of Health's funding of the Wuhan lab didn't include gain-of-function research. As Breitbart News noted, The Intercept's report quotes Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, who said the viruses the Wuhan lab constructed were tested for their ability to infect mice that were engineered to display human-type receptors on their cell. These viruses included both SARS-related and MERS-related coronaviruses. Ebright later posted an 8-part thread on Twitter explaining in greater detail the document's revelations concerning the enhanced pathogenicity of one of the novel, laboratory-generated SARS-related coronaviruses created by the Wuhan lab. He noted that this particular Wuhan lab-generated SARS-related coronavirus had not been previously disclosed publicly and that it was found to be more pathogenic to humans than the starting virus from which it was constructed. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.